Women ask me all the time, where do you get your confidence from? Or how can I be as confident as you? What are your tips? How can I learn to love myself the way that you do? And honestly, the answer is not that simple. But on today's episode, I'm going to be giving you some insights on how to cultivate a better body image. This episode is also going to be packed with 8 body image hacks that you can implement right away to start to learn to love the skin that you're in. Welcome to the Blonde Bites podcast. I'm your host, Emma Nazowitz, a nutritionist, intuitive eating coach, speaker, and body positive activist. This is where I help you navigate the messy and the magical path to loving your body and your plate. Think of this as happy hour with your bestie mixed with inspiration, tips, and real life conversations. This is the Blonde Bites podcast. Today's episode, I'm actually coming from you underneath a blanket. So I noticed in the very first episode, it sounded a little echoey. And being in a 1-bedroom apartment here in New York, I really don't have room to make a separate recording studio. So I did some Google searches and I found that you can actually record your podcast underneath a blanket to help absorb some noise. So that's exactly what I'm doing. And I will definitely be posting a photo of this on Instagram so you can follow along to see how absolutely silly I look. But I'm really excited to talk today about body image. One thing that I make sure I always get across to my clients or anybody that I'm connecting with on Instagram or in real life is that you cannot go from hating your body to loving your body overnight. Trust me, I really, really wish that you can or that you could, but it just doesn't happen. It takes years and years of mistrust within your body to have those hate signals and those automatic negative thoughts run through your brain. It almost starts to create like a neural pathway in your brain. So as soon as something starts to feel uncomfortable in your body, an automatic negative thought comes to mind. I know you can all relate to this. Maybe you're wearing a pair of jeans, especially with mom jeans. I know I am guilty of this as well. And as soon as you sit down, what is the first thing you feel in your body? Tightness, right? Right in your stomach with those high-rise jeans. As soon as you sit and the belly comes out, it's tight and uncomfortable. So what is the first thought that comes to your mind? It's, ugh, I need to lose weight or I need to get rid of this stomach. Right? That is a process in your brain that has become automatic because of years and years of negative self-talk. So you can't just go from one day feeling your belly and your mom jeans to the next day loving your belly and your mom jeans. It just doesn't work. And if you're trying to do that and you're trying to do positive affirmations and everything that, you know, people may be telling you or things that you're seeing online, it starts to feel disingenuous. Because if you're truly unhappy with your body and you do have a negative body image, you can't just sit there and say, oh, I love my body and that's it and the world goes on. I really, really wish it was that simple because we would have so many less problems in the world. It doesn't feel good on the inside if you're trying to push something and force something. Again, it's just going to make you feel icky and it's going to make you feel like a liar. The first thing that I like to tell my clients to do is you have to start with neutrality. But before we kind of jump into body neutrality, I want to talk about how you need to learn to identify those thoughts. Bringing back the analogy of the mom gene, you need to call out that thought and identify it. So as soon as that thought comes to your mind, take a mental note. So it could be maybe you're about to put on a bikini or you're going to put on a pair of shorts or put on something that maybe you just don't feel 100% confident in, and those negative thoughts start flowing through your brain. I want you to stop in that exact moment and make note of the negative thought that is coming to your brain. That is the very first step towards body neutrality. And next is we need to learn how to switch a thought and transform and alter that thought. But before we do that, we need to learn what body neutrality is. So body neutrality is exactly what it sounds like. It's being neutral with your body and having your thoughts and your compassion and your phrases come from a neutral standpoint. So there's 2 different types of phrases you can have. You can have a neutral descriptor. So that could be things of just what your body actually is. So are you tall? Are you short? Is your hair blonde? Is it brown? Are your eyes blue? Are they hazel? Right? Those are body descriptors. It is what it is. It's how you would describe what something looks like. The next part of body neutrality, the second half of it, is respect and gratitude. Instead of coming from a place of hatred, coming from a place and having those thoughts come from a place of gratitude. For instance, I'm going to give you an example of both. Say you're putting on a pair of jean shorts and maybe you're not feeling that confident. You're taking a look in the mirror and those negative thoughts start flowing through your brain. Whether it's cellulite or my legs are too big or you hate your calves or your ankles, what are you going to do first? You're going to pinpoint and identify that thought, right? You're going to stop it in its tracks, identify that thought. Next, you're going to come up with a neutral statement. So I'm going to give you one from each category. So you could switch that statement from a place of gratitude and love, which is, my legs may not be my favorite part of my body, but they do help me walk and explore the world. Or my legs may not be my favorite part of my body, but they are strong and they allow me to walk every single day. Because walking is something to be thankful for. Having two working legs is something you should have gratitude for. And then coming from a neutral descriptor, you might say something like, my legs are tan, or my legs are squishy, my legs are muscular. Whatever it is, you're coming from a neutral standpoint and you're just simply describing what your legs look like. So let's do another example. Let's talk about the good old forbidden belly. A neutral statement that you can have for your belly. One of them can be coming from a place of gratitude, such as, my stomach allows me to absorb nutrients, or my stomach allows me to enjoy ice cream with my friends, or my stomach allows me to digest and live my life. And now going to a body neutral type of statement, you can just say, my belly is squishy, or my belly is flat, or my belly is perfect, or I actually like my belly button. So there's all different types of ways. And again, just to reiterate, body neutrality statements can have two facets to them. One is having a neutral body statement. So simply just describing that body part neutrally, or even picking another body part to take its place. And the second is to reform that negative statement with a statement of gratitude and respect. So this is actually something that I talked about in my body image bootcamp. And if you didn't attend that, I might start to do them again. I'm not too sure. I did them the first couple of months of COVID. I did a body image bootcamp virtual workshop where we went in depth on body neutrality and we went in depth on different exercises and things like that. But this is something you need to learn because, again, you cannot go from hating your body to loving your body all overnight. It needs to be done in steps, and that first step is learning body neutrality by identifying those thoughts and switching those thoughts in your head to a body neutral thought and statement. So now let's get into a couple of body image hacks that you can actually implement today and things that you can use to cultivate a better body image and a better relationship with your body overall. And I know this work is hard work, but feeling comfortable in your own skin is so liberating and completely life transforming. So the first tip that I have for you is to actually identify what you do like about your body. I want you to try to keep those things center and forefront. Focus on some positive, not the negative, and also focus on some good points that maybe don't involve your looks at all. Because another tip here for you is you are so much more than your body. You are not just your body. Let's talk about maybe some good things you do like about your body. Maybe you love your hair, or you love your eyes, or maybe you love your shoulders, or your fingers, or your toes. Maybe you do actually love your arms, or your stomach, or your legs. There's places and parts of your body that you do love, or at least can say some positive statements about. Next is to kind of focus on statements that have nothing to do with your body. So these can be statements such as characteristics. Maybe you're a really hard worker, or a great friend, or an amazing listener and give really, really good advice. These are all things that people actually remember you by. Nobody's gonna remember you because you had washboard abs, or because you had a thigh gap, or because you had great biceps, right? People are gonna remember how you made them feel, not by what you look like. Another body image hack that I have coming your way is to stop looking at other bodies and comparing them to your own, because comparison is the thief of joy. You have different DNA to every single person on this planet, as well as a different environment. So you're never gonna look exactly like anybody else. And that's actually a really, really good thing. So stop the comparison, because it's really not gonna do you any good at all. My next tip for you is to kind of make note and know that most of the media has been edited, and I really cannot stress this enough. Literally, almost every image you see has been retouched or filtered one way or another, meaning that the girl in the photo really doesn't even look like the girl in the photo. So this is just another reason to stop comparing yourself. But what I think is actually really cool is some brands are actually starting to not retouch and not edit so much as they used to. And I think we're all together starting to do a really good job of letting these brands know that we want to see realness. We want to see imperfections, because imperfections really aren't imperfections, because the beauty industry is what created perfection, and perfection doesn't actually exist. My next tip for you is to focus on your qualities, your values, and your accomplishments. Again, these are the things that really, really matter, and the things that people are gonna remember and respect you for. Also, surround yourself with people that make you feel good about yourself. And if anybody has any concerns on the way you look, or they make judgy comments about you, or they make any type of comments or passive statements that don't make you feel good, they're not worthy of being in your life. My next really good tip for you, which I say all the time, so this might not be any new news to you, but shake up your feed. So first, I want you to unfollow anybody who makes you feel bad or makes you feel like you have to be somebody else. And don't worry if you're hurting anybody's feelings, because your mental health is way, way more important. Then it's super, super important to go about following a diverse range of different people. So the more different types of bodies you start to see, the better you're going to start feeling about yourself, because you're going to start to love and accept the way others look. And when you respect and love the way others look, you will start to learn to love and respect the way that you look as well. And lastly, my last tip for you is to write a list of what makes you happy. What makes you feel good about yourself? What makes you feel happy? Come up with a list of these types of things and do them as often as you can. Because there's three things you really, really should have in life, and it's play, pleasure, and rest. So those are super, super important notes to make sure that you're having pleasure in your life, you're eating yummy food, you're having amazing experiences, that you're being playful, you're going out, you're doing things that you enjoy, and you're also taking time to rest and recharge, because mental health can really, really suffer if you do not have a healthy balance between those three points. And the last little tidbit I actually want to leave you with is, this is actually a exercise that I do with some of my clients in my coaching program, but I want you to think of the little girl that you were growing up. And when you think of yourself when you were between like 3 to 6 years old, maybe you can even find a picture, you can print it out, you can hang it up, whatever it is. But I want you to visualize that little girl. That little girl still exists inside of you. The cute little girl, maybe you had curly hair, you had pigtails, maybe you had on a dress, or maybe you were more of an overalls kind of girl, whatever it is, she still exists inside you. Now, could you ever imagine saying those negative thoughts that you say to yourself to that little girl? Can you imagine saying to her, you're ugly, you're fat, you're not worthy, you need to lose weight in order to find happiness, to find love, to find joy, to land that dream job, to get the car that you want? No, right? You would never, ever say those things to that cute little girl that you once were. Well, you still are her. She's still inside of you. So the next time that you have that negative thought come up in your mind, I want you to think of that little girl. Think about her. Think about how she would react to you saying that. Think of the expression on her face if you were to say that. And switch that thought around to a neutral body statement. I hope these tips were helpful, and I hope this short episode was able to give you a little insight on how to cultivate a better body image. Let me know in the comments if you found any of these tips helpful, and I'll talk to you soon. That's it for today. Some of the best connections happen after the show, so I want you to find me on Instagram at Nutritional Blonde or at Blonde Bites Podcast and tell me what you thought of today's episode. And make sure you subscribe so that you can be the first to listen to an all-new episode next week.